Well, we're going to be starting in about 5 minutes, just working through a network issue with the pool. So just hang with us for a minute, okay?
So again, I'm the Secret Service. Secret Service's RNC coordinator, so I can speak to the RNC security planning. I'd refer any questions regarding yesterday's incident to our DC Public Affairs Office.
Can you write for information?
Yes, ma'am. Mark Meredith of Fox News. I'm curious. Obviously, you don't want to talk about what happened in Pennsylvania. Have you had to change your security posture at all here? And if so, how? Is it a small percent change? Is it looking at over everything once again? And then a follow-up question would be, just in terms of resources, I know you mentioned 18 months has been going into this. Do you feel like you've had all the resources you needed to get to this point today, or do you feel like more close?
So as Mayor Johnson and Chief mentioned, this is a national special security event. That designation is the highest level of security designation that the federal government can determine. So we are confident in the security plans that are in place for this event, and we're ready to go. It's been an 18-month process. We've worked together over that 18 months to develop operational security plans for any and all aspects of security related to this event.
But did it change within the last one? And any change been made in the last 24?
We're not anticipating any changes to our operational security plans for this event.
Thank you.
Right here in the front in the orange dress.
Okay. Mary Spinkusa with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers told us a little bit ago that he is calling for the Secret Service to ban firearms, guns in the soft perimeter, not just in the NYSERDP forum. Is that something that the Secret Service is considering or is doing?
I have not had any conversations regarding that, so I can't speak to that. I have not had any conversations regarding that, so I can't speak to that.
Is the Secret Service currently anticipating or currently planning to expand the perimeter?
We're not anticipating any changes to our current security footprint or plan.
Including allowing firearms into the soft perimeter as it is right now?
Anything in the soft perimeter is outside of our federal jurisdiction.
Why should former President Trump, his family, and the convention goers have confidence in the U.S. Secret Service to secure this site here over the next 4 days after his life was nearly taken yesterday in Pennsylvania?
So this event has been designated as a national special security event, which is the highest level of security for an event that can be designated by the government. So this is a whole of government approach. We've had an extensive planning process to include many organizations building out the operational security plans for any and all aspects of security related to this event.
Have you had the resources you need?
Yes, we are fully prepared and have a comprehensive security plan in place, and we're ready to go.
Kaylin, can we burn CBS News? Why are you not expanding the perimeter?
So we're confident in the current plan that we have. It is based off of technical assessments, protective intelligence, and we are continuously monitoring information related to the event. So we're confident in the plans that we have, and we're moving forward with those plans.
And why are you not concerned that people can carry firearms within that soft perimeter?
So again, the Secret Service inner perimeter is our primary jurisdiction, so I would defer any questions related to outside of that zone to my partners here on the stage.
So one of the things I've understood in regards to the inner perimeter, it's the largest inner perimeter that has been part of the convention, to my understanding. Maybe I have to get that clarified. And so that is one important point to be able to understand in regards to what that level of security about what the inner perimeter looks like. In regards to the ability to carry a firearm outside of the inner perimeter, again, our state law allows for the particular right to carry a firearm. We as a city cannot legislate out of that, and I don't know if our mayor wants to speak on that anymore in regards to that. And so for we, in regards to our law enforcement aspect, we have to operate within those guidelines. Unless it's something that is against state law, we have to respect Second Amendment right to carry your firearm, especially in regards to open carry or carry and conceal if you're licensed. And so that is a, again, issue that we have to navigate, and I will say this, and I've said this many times, as that is your right, please exercise your right in a responsible manner. Please ensure that the behaviors that we would like to see for those with that responsibility aligns with that responsibility. The Milwaukee Police Department will not tolerate any particular behaviors outside of what is legally allowed in regards to that right.
Thank you, Chief. And just to reiterate what the Chief said, local ordinances in the state of Wisconsin do not supersede state law. Wisconsin is an open carry state, and therefore the city of Milwaukee and no other jurisdiction in this state can supersede that state law. Folks should be aware, though, that proactively, before the convention gets started, we did take action at the local level to ban items that we could ban. So we used our authority already at the municipal level to take that sort of security precaution that we were able to do. But in terms of banning weapons in the outer perimeter, that is not within our purview because of state law.
If there have been any changes to the overall security plan, have there been changes to the protection plan for the former president, his family, and other officials?
So I'm the RNC coordinator, so I can only speak to the National Special Security event. The plans that we have in place will continue as is, and we're confident in those plans.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Michael Hensel. I'm the special agent in charge of the FBI for the state of Wisconsin. For your first question, the men and women of the FBI in the state of Wisconsin who work in our six offices, along with the assistance of our 56 field offices across the United States, and our domestic and international federal partners, have worked over the last 18 months to take information in, intelligence in, evaluate that information, and then disseminate it to both our state and local partners to address any threats. Currently, there are no known articulated threats against the RNC or anyone visiting the RNC. That's important because we also need the help of the public. If they see something during this time or feel uncomfortable with something, please let us know. Let your local law enforcement agencies know or the FBI. Want to hear or call the FBI.
There have been no changes to our current operational security plans for this event.
Why not, given the fact that the former president was assassinated?
So again, this event is designated as a national special security event, so it is an 18-month process that involves all levels of government that are contributing to the operational security plans for this event. So we have an operational security plan that's built out for every area of responsibility related to any and all aspects of security related to this event.
I can just reiterate what I said before in terms of what the city of Milwaukee has done. Our council, in conjunction with me, passed and signed a local ordinance to make sure that there's more protection in the outer perimeter. As it relates to officers from across the state of Wisconsin or elsewhere coming in to assist with public safety around this, I defer to Chief.
No change.
So the ordinance that I'm referring to that we had passed proactively at the local level, which is, by the way, the same type of ordinance that we passed in preparation for the Democratic National Convention when it was to take place in Milwaukee in 2020 before becoming a mostly virtual event, is an ordinance that does not allow individuals to bring in into the outer perimeter hard items like cans, like bottles that are filled. Other hard objects that can be used as projectile weapons and things like that.
You said that there was no threats at the moment, there were no concerns, but I would imagine that was what Secret Service and
So as I said, there's no known specific articulated threat to the RNC or any specific individual attending. As you'd expect, after the event yesterday, we've seen an uptick in social media chatter, people talking about what happened, and we, as the lead for all intelligence matters related to the RNC, the FBI, we evaluate all of that to make sure that if it trends into criminal activity or threat-based information, we evaluate that and, again, disseminate it out to our federal and state partners for action.
Delegates, we heard from visitors about a level of fear following what happened yesterday. Beyond the fact that you guys have planned for this for 18 months, what's your message to them about safety and security?
So I'll take that on. As we talk about these particular type of plans, especially in regards to what we've seen across the nation and what we're doing here, I don't know if we're comparing events in the same manner. What we've seen in regards to the past are, again, rallies or town halls. They don't receive the same level of support this event receives. And that's maybe hard to kind of wrap around in regards to the type of resources being invested in this particular community. Again, we cannot talk about the operations of it. But as the leader in this community, I've seen the work. We work together, again, not only from the standpoint of the federal level, but again, my local partners, and seeing that type of investment in regards to what is being done. We are planning as much as we can plan in regards to what we know, and we're looking for what we don't know, but we are planned and actually ready with the resources. This is our community too. And looking at it from the standpoint of, I want to make sure that they understand we see you, we understand this is something of a concern, and we are ensuring that we're going to put the proper effort, the proper type of communication, which is why in this particular forum is why we're having it, to ensure that there is a communication from this collective group. We're working as hard as we can, round the clock, putting forth the effort that's necessary not only for this RNC, but for our city. As the chief executive of our police department here, it's important that we are also understanding the concern in our city. So this is for those who are attending the RNC, but we are taking care of this city, period.
Daily updates, how will we get information during the